Merry Christmas. Welcome to Children's Christian Story Podcasts. I'm Andre Willis, and this podcast is all about our Savior Jesus Christ's birth. This is an interpretation written by Roberta Willis. Now let's begin. It was many years ago, in the country of Galilee, in the town of Nazareth, where a young woman named Mary lived. Mary was blessed by God. She loved God and was a good and devoted daughter to her parents. Mary always did her best to follow the laws of God. This is why she was God's favorite. Mary was to be wed to a young man named Joseph. He too did his best to follow God's law. One day, God sent the angel Gabriel to visit Mary. "Hello, Mary, favorite of God. The Lord is with you." Mary was frightened by the greeting and didn't know what to think. "Don't be afraid, Mary," Gabriel said. He knew what she was thinking. "You are very special to the Lord. You are going to have a son, and his name will be Jesus. He is the Son of God and will be great. He will reign over the world forever and ever." Mary was still a little frightened, but she answered, "Whatever the Lord asks of me, I will do with a cheerful heart." One night, Joseph, Mary's future husband, was visited in a dream by an angel of God. The angel said, "Joseph, your soon-to-be bride, Mary, is going to have a son. Do not be afraid to take her as your wife. The baby she carries is the Son of God. You are to name him Jesus. He is coming to save the people from their sins." When Joseph woke, he did as the angel told him. He and Mary wed and soon after returned to their home. One day, Caesar Augustus decided to count all the people in his empire. It was decided that everyone must return to their hometown to be counted. Since Joseph was in the family of David, he had to go to the town of Bethlehem. Joseph walking and Mary seated on a donkey began the long trip to Bethlehem. When they reached Bethlehem, the town was filled with people who also came home to be counted by Caesar Augustus. Joseph and Mary went from inn to inn trying to find a room. Each time the answer was the same, "Sorry, we have no empty rooms." They reached the end of the town and tried one more time. "Good sir," said Joseph, "my wife and I have traveled a long time. She is going to have a baby. Do you have any place we can stay?" The elderly innkeeper said, "No rooms, I'm sorry." The innkeeper's wife, seeing that Mary would soon give birth, had sympathy for the young couple and said, "We do have a small stable behind the inn. You can stay there. It's not pretty, but it's warm and dry. You can make a bed out of the straw." "Thank you for your kindness," Mary said to the woman. Joseph gathered their blankets and led the donkey with Mary seated atop to a small stable behind the inn. Joseph helped Mary down and began gathering straw for a bed. He covered the straw with the blankets and made Mary a bed to rest on. Later that night, Mary gave birth to her first son, Jesus. Mary wrapped the little baby in the blankets, kissed him on the cheek, and laid him in the manger. Out in the fields, shepherds were keeping watch over their flocks. Suddenly, the night sky was filled with angels. They move throughout the sky like shooting stars, singing joyfully as they danced. The shepherds looked up in fright and awe at the wondrous sight. The angel of the Lord said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you great and happy news. The Savior of the world is born in the city of David. Christ the Lord is here. Go to the inn near your fields where the star shines above the stable. It is there you will find the baby. He will be wrapped in blankets, asleep in a manger." Suddenly, heavenly hosts and angels appeared in the sky singing, "Glory to God in the highest, peace and goodwill to his people." As suddenly as the angels had appeared, they flew back into heaven, leaving the shepherds amazed at what they had seen and heard. Gathering themselves, they said, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the angel of the Lord spoke about." Looking up in the sky, they saw the bright star. It sparkled against the dark sky, brighter than any other star. The shepherds followed it to the stable. When they got there, it was just as the angel had described. They found Joseph, Mary, and the baby Jesus. He was wrapped in blankets, sleeping soundly in the manger. The shepherds looked at the sleeping babe and saw the blessing of God on his beautiful little face. They kneeled beside him and said, "Praise be to the Son of God, Christ the Lord." The dear baby smiled in his slumber. The joyful shepherds ran into the center of Bethlehem, praising God and telling all, "The Savior of the world, the Messiah, is born." They went through the town spreading the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ. Three wise men from the east who had seen signs and wonders about the coming of Jesus stopped the shepherds. "We have been following the star for months. Is it true? The child of God is in the stable?" "Yes, the blessed babe sleeps in the manger. The angel of God told us we would find him asleep in a manger." The shepherds continued on their way singing, "Praise be to God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." The wise men followed the star to the edge of the town. Quietly entering the stable, they placed precious gold, gifts, spices, and perfume at the foot of the manger and said, "O blessed mother of the tiny babe, may we see your dear child?" Mary smiled and lifted the babe Jesus from the manger. As soon as the wise men saw his beautiful face, they fell to their knees, worshiping God and his son. The angels of God began to sing throughout the heavens. One of the wise men said, "This is truly the Son of God. Praise him, the Savior of us all." Mary held her son close to her heart and thanked God. I hope you enjoyed our Christmas podcast. Let us know what you think, and remember, pray big every day. Our music was provided by purpleplanet.com, and our sound effects were from zapsplat.com.